Mad Mars Notebook for August 8th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2025. It's now 11:30 at night, and I just remembered that I haven't recorded anything for today, so I better get on it. As Fridays go, this has been one of those where not much seems to get done. I had a couple of meetings today, plus I had a dentist appointment to get a crown installed. So that took a whole big chunk of time out of my day. Did not really get things done that I really wanted to do. I mean, I got little things done and pull out some small fires as they crop up, but Sony's starting to get to me because I know I'm going to be leaving on a trip in a week from tomorrow. I'm going up to Vegas for a week or a week and a half, and then fly to Atlanta from Vegas for Dragon Con thereafter. So in total, I'll be out of the office the second half of the month. And I have deadlines for stuff that would be due at the end of the month, but I have to push them forward and get them out the door before I go on my trip, even though I'm not really... going to be on that much vacation. I'm taking my laptop with me because, like last year, I know stuff will come up and I'll have to be working on something at some point on my trip. But anyway, didn't really have much planned to talk about today. I've been using my Kindle Scribe a bit, and I've been trying to figure out what to say about that. Because I know I talked about it last year, and this, and the only thing I've been using it for in this past year is for my one-on-one notes. And for note-taking in that respect, it's pretty good, except that I don't really do anything with those notes. They just live on the Kindle Scribe. I don't synchronize it anywhere else, and the only time I look back on my notes is when I'm going into a meeting and I want to see what happened the week before. I really thought I'd be using that Kindle a bit more, but I really haven't found any way to... the first problem is I can't get the notes off of the Kindle Scribe easily. Excuse me. I can't get the notes off of a Scribe easily. I could, manually email a note to my email address and then it'll come out as a PDF, but it's a static PDF that I can't really do anything with. So what I do with it after I email it to myself is not particularly useful. So I've been trying to figure out what I can do with it, and I know other people on this, on Dog Days, have talked about their e-ink meters and e-ink writing tablets, and they seem to have found ways to make use out of it. It's just when I look around my messy desk, and I have whole stacks of piles of paper, they're just not piles of handwritten notes, they're piles of mail and incoming documents that I may have scanned and I may have filed away electronically. I just haven't gotten around to shredding them because they tend to be bills and such. And eventually I'll get around to cleaning out my desk and then it'll be gone. But the one thing in my life I seem to have gotten away from is leaving handwritten notes around. Not that everything's perfectly digital, but that Kindle Scribe doesn't really replace a stack of post-its. So I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do with it. Maybe I'll have another thought sometime tomorrow. I think I've gone on long enough, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.